We continue discussing the subject of Panim Chadoshos. A very important question that comes up with Panim Chadoshos is if the people who we are relying on for Panim Chadoshos aren't participating in the meal, can they still be considered Panim Chadoshos? The Ramban, the Rajba, say that they can be considered Panim Chadoshos. And the reason is very understandable along the line that we have been discussing. Since the whole purpose of the Panim Chadoshos is only to cause ribui simcha for the chasim v'kala, so as long as they're there and their presence creates an environment of ribui simcha for the chasim v'kala, the fact that they did or didn't participate in eating is immaterial. All we care is that the chasim v'kala should have ribui simcha. However, if we follow the opinion of the Rambam, who says that the purpose of Panim Chadoshos is really not for the Chasim V'Kala, but the purpose of Panim Chadoshos is for the people, is for the people who are attending. They have an obligation to recite a bracha, to recite brachos l'kavod Chasim V'Kala. So then, if they didn't really participate and eat, then there's no obligation. They have no obligation, and therefore there would be no din of Panim Chadoshos. And therefore, as we discussed in the previous year, however, if the Panim Chadoshos left before the meal is over, that we said in the previous year, it is the opinion of most Paiskim that we can't say Sheva Brachos. The defining moment is the Sheva Brachos. However, an argument can be made, according to the opinion that we follow, the Rosh, that even if the Panim Chadoshos are not there by benching, we could still say Sheva Brachos. And let's explain why. If we say the Panim Chadoshos, as the Rambam holds, is because of the attendees, and the attendees have the chiv to make the bracha, so if they're not there when the bracha is going to be recited, so what have we accomplished? If, however, we say that the chiv of Panim Chadoshos emanates because of the chasim v'kala, so the fact that they were there, they caused ribui simcha for the chasim v'kala. The fact that they're not there by benching doesn't change the reality that the chasim v'kala had ribui simcha. And once they had that ribui simcha, there's a chiv of sheva brachos, even though they're not actually there during the sheva brachos. Similarly, a very commonly asked question. We have Panim Chadoshos at the sheva brachos, and the Panim Chadoshos have been there for the entire sheva brachos. But as we know, we discussed this as well in a previous year, there are many people to give kibudim to, and there are people that are more interested in giving a bracha than to one of the Panim Chadoshos. Do the Panim Chadoshos have to be individuals? Do the people who say the Sheva Brachos have to be people who are Panim Chadoshos? Clearly, it's connected to the Shaila of Panim to the question that we discussed. Why do we say Panim Chadoshos? What is the reason for Panim Chadoshos? If the reason for Panim Chadoshos is because of the attendees, so of course, they're the ones that are causing that we should say the Sheva Brachos. So if they're the ones that are causing to say the Sheva Brachos, so if they're not going, they have to be at least the people that say the Sheva Brachos. If, however, the reason for the Panim Chadoshos is really for the Chasim V'Kala, the fact that they aren't saying the bracha is not an issue, because the whole point of the Panim Chadoshos is just to create a situation of simcha. Once we created a situation of simcha on behalf of the chassan v'kala, that's all we're looking for. The fact that they aren't saying it is immaterial. The Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph teaches us. Rav Ashi Ikal Bei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi came to the home of Rav Kahana. Yoin Kama on the first day, and we'll see soon what the definition of Yoin Kama is. Baruch Kula. They said all the Sheva Brachas. Mikan Ve'elach after the first day. Ika Barim Chadoshes Baruch Kula. If there are Barim Chadoshes, then we say all Sheva Brachas. Viloy, but if there are no, if there aren't Panim Chadoshes, Apishe Simcha Ba'amahu, so just consider the situation of Simcha. It's not considered a Sheva Brach, a real Sheva Brachas meal. And therefore the halacha is, Mevarech Shesimcha B'mayna, the Bracha, Shesimcha B'mayna said during the Zeman, and the Bracha of Ashabara said after benching, but all the other brachas are not recited. And there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. What is the definition of Yoyim Kama? Is the definition of Yoyim Kama the whole first day? And even if they're having a number of meals on the first day, every meal on the first day is considered Yoyim Kama. However, the Rosh's opinion is that only the first meal, ostensibly the wedding meal, is considered what the Gemara says, Yoyim Kama. Moreover, the Rosh says that if they didn't eat, a situation where the chuppah took place today, let's say today is Monday, the chuppah took place Monday by day, there was no wedding meal, no suda on Monday, but they made a meal on the second day. As long as that's the first meal, no matter when it takes place, it's considered what the Gemara says, a situation of Panim Chadoshes. What is the explanation of this machlokes? Very much in line with what we've been discussing. Why do we make Sheva Brachas? Why do we need Panim Chadoshes? If we say that Panim Chadoshes is because we have to give a bracha to the Chassan V'Kala, so our Gemara, the opinion of the Rambam, our Gemara is teaching us that the first day after the wedding, no matter how many meals there are on that day, we make a bracha l'kavod the Chassan V'Kala. So the Gemara is telling us that on the first day, the obligation of making a bracha is immaterial if there's a person that heard the bracha or not. It's l'kavod achasan v'kala. If, however, the obligation on the attendees is whether they already heard the brachas or not. But if we say the chiyuv is l'kavod achasan v'kala, the ribui simcha, says the Rosh, when is there ribui simcha? There's ribui simcha at the first meal. The first meal, after they got married, there's ribui simcha. At the second meal, there is no ribui simcha. Now we have to have panim chadoshes. So it'll turn out to be a very interesting machlokes Rambam and Rosh. According to the Rambam, the din is in the first day. On the first day, we make the brachas. Chazal say, make the brachas even if you don't have panim chadoshes. And therefore it makes no difference how many people are attending that wedding. It makes no difference how many meals we're having that day. According to the Rosh, that the din of Panim Chadoshes is a din in the Ribui Simcha, and the first meal has its own adequate Ribui Simcha, even without new people attending, that's only the first meal. Any other meal doesn't have that. So therefore the Rosh says, it's the first meal. And I don't care when that first meal is. Is it the first day of the Chasna, the second day, the third day? It doesn't make a difference to us. It's the first meal that has that obvious ribui simcha. On the other hand, the Rosh tells us, it's only the first meal, understandably. Only during the first meal do I have that ribui simcha. At the other meals, I don't have that ribui simcha. And since I don't have that ribui simcha, I don't have a din that I could say sheva brachas unless I have panim chadoshes, even though it's taking place during the first day after the wedding. And why is this such an important question? What really makes it critical is when an alman gets married to almana, which the Gemara taught us earlier in the Masechta, that vav amar aleph, that when an alman marries an almana, we only say sheva brachas on the first day. So now the question is, and it's a very relevant question, let's say the chas and the kala get married in the afternoon, in the late afternoon, but the wedding doesn't take place until, the wedding meal doesn't take place until tonight. So according to the Rosh, it's a din in the first meal. So it could be we'll say sheva brachas. There's a ribui simcha. But according to the Rambam, that's a din in the first day, that's a din in the day, this isn't the day of simcha for this chas and v'kala, so how could we say sheva brachas? And therefore the halacha is, that even though, as we've discussed, and there are people that actually prefer to do this, that they have the chuppah on one day, the chuppah, let's say, is a Monday late afternoon, and the meal is Tuesday, already Monday night, which is halachically Tuesday, what you gain by doing so is that you have more, is that the sheva brachas, as we learned in a previous year, begin from the time of the chuppah. That would be good where a bachur is getting married or a besula is getting married, where we have more than one day of sheva brachas. But in a situation where we're only going to have one day of sheva brachas, then the halacha would be very different. Because, but with the chasim alman va'almana, there we should try to make sure to avoid any shailas that the panim chadoshes should, that the sheva, that the wedding meal should take place the same day as the wedding meal should take place on the same day as the chasana, as the chuppah. As we discussed previously as well, what is considered panim chadoshes? So there's a very interesting opinion of the Meiri. The Meiri says that if a person was panim chadoshes, let's say, on one day, and there was one day in between where he didn't attend, and then he comes the next day, the fact that there was a day in between that he didn't attend, says the Meiri, that's enough for him to be considered panim chadoshes. Why? Because clearly, the opinion of the Meiri is that panim chadoshes is connected to the attendee. Ribui simcha, to the chasim v'kala. Did it create ribui simcha? And if the chasim v'kala didn't see this individual for a day in between, that creates ribui simcha. And therefore, they can be considered panim chadoshes. Clearly, according to the opinion of the Rambam, the panim chadoshes are did in the attendees, that they have to make a bracha to greet the chasim v'kala. So it doesn't make a difference if they were there or they weren't there. Once they made the bracha, once they participated in the simcha where the bracha was recited, they cannot be considered panim chadoshes. Do we shine them debate another question? And that is, if a panim chadoshes came at night, he's a true panim chadoshes, can we also consider him a panim chadoshes tomorrow? Some say that once there was a panim chadoshes tonight, then tomorrow we could have sheva brachas even without panim chadoshes. If we look in the words of the Rama, we read the words of the Rama at the beginning of our previous shir. Let's read them again. So there's a question in the Achronim. What does the Rama mean with Laila V'yoyim? Some explain that the Rama says that they have to be present at the night meal and the day meal. And if they're not present during the night meal and day meal, they cannot be considered panim chadashos. The Beis Shmuel, however, says, and that's what the Beis Shmuel says. However, there are paiskim that say, no, that's not what the Rama means. What's the machlokes? Because actually, when we quote the opinion of the Rama, that the Rama says that they don't have to eat in order to be considered panim chadashos, who does the Rama hold like? Does the Rama hold like the Rambam, or does the Rama hold like the Rosh? There are paiskim that say that we can learn it either way, that the Rama could be following the opinion of the Rambam, or the Rama could be following the opinion of the Rosh. What is the issue? Some say the fact that the Rama says that they don't have to eat is clearly an indication that he holds like the Rambam. Because if it's Ribui Simcha, so they don't have to eat, the Chas V'Kala have to eat. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning, however, is that it is dependent. So he's learning like the Rambam. Another way of learning, however, is that the Rosh is that the Rama is learning like the Rosh. If they're there, they're causing Ribui Simcha. Their eating doesn't make a difference towards the Ribui Simcha. So the Rama could go either way. This machloikis, how to learn the Rama, will be connected to that. If we say that the Rama holds like the Rambam, so the Rambam says that people who didn't participate, the reason we say Sheva Brachas, because these people did not participate. So as long as people participate, they have to be new people that haven't participated. So the fact that they were there at night doesn't help me for the day. And therefore, if we don't have new people by day, the fact that we have new people at night doesn't do anything for the obligation of the day. However, if we learn that Pshat and Panim Chadashos is a Ribui Simcha, it could be, as the simple reading of the Rama may indicate, it may be that what the Rama means to say is that once we had Panim Chadashos at night, and those Panim Chadashos created an atmosphere of Ribui Simcha on behalf of this Chasson V'Kala, that Ribui Simcha extends for the entire 24-hour period, even for the time that they're not there, and therefore they need not, they could say Sheva Brachas at the next meal, even though the Panim Chadashos are no longer there. Bye.